Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Davis, minister of the 12th Apostolic Shepherd Congregation of Zion at the 12th hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is March 30, 2017. Now it's April 3, 2021. We're going to start our first of the day, the song entitled Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly Yahweh is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Yahweh is calling us and her. Come home. Why should we tarry when Yahweh is pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy? Mercy for you and for me. Come home, dear, really come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Yahweh is calling us and come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, as days are coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, and as they tenderly Yahweh is calling us and her, come home. For the wonderful love he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, earnestly, tenderly, Yahweh is calling us and her, come home.
Righteousness by Faith, Part 12. Let's continue on our study here. It says, Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as a grape gleans of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh and the judge asketh for reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh now, shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Yahweh, I will wait for the Yahweh of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Yahweh shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Yahweh because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Yahweh thy Elohim? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as a mile of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified city, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doing. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitarily in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, according to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be dead. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Yahweh of Elohim and shall fear because of thee. Who is a Yah like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquity, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Okay, that ends chapter 7 of Micah. Now we'll go into Zephaniah chapter 2 and see where we're at there. It says, Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day pass, as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Yahweh come upon you, before the day of the Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Yahweh's anger, for God shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon of desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the sea coast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Yahweh is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the sea coast shall be dwellings and cottages for shepherds, and folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening. For the Yahweh the Elohim shall visit them and turn away their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab and the revilings of the children of Ammon, whereby they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, saith Yahshua of the host, the king of Israel, surely Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah. even the breeding of nettles and salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people shall spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of the Yahshua of hosts. The Yahweh will be terrible unto them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and men shall worship him, every one from his place, even all the isles of the heathen. Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. And he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and he will make Nineveh a desolation, and dry like a wilderness. And flocks shall lie down in the midst of her, all the beasts of the nations. Both the cormorant and the bittern shall lodge in the upper lintels of it. Their voice shall sing in their windows. Desolation shall be in the threshold, for he shall uncover the cedar work. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt carelessly, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down in, everyone that passes by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Okay, that ends Zephaniah chapter 2. Let's go to Zechariah 8 for our next reading on righteousness. It says that, again, the word of the Yahweh, Yahshua the host, came unto me. I always use that Yahshua when I have that word host, saying, we may discover that Yahshua is used more times than Yahweh here in even the Old Testament, but it's something that we're just going to have to get used to thinking about. Thus said the Yahshua the host, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus said the Yahshua, I am returned unto Zion. So see, Yahshua is the one that comes and goes from heaven, and he always comes to Zion first, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of the truth, the mountain of Yahshua of the host, the holy mountain. Thus saith Yahshua of the host, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with a staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith Yahshua of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people, in these days should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith Yahshua of hosts. Thus saith Yahshua of the host, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim in the truth and in righteousness. Thus saith Yahshua the host, let your hands be strong, ye that I hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahshua the host was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no harm for man, nor any harm for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction, for I set all men, every one against his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, said the Yahshua the host. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith Yahshua the host, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Yahshua the host, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and unto the house of Judah. Fear ye not, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth unto his neighbor, execute the judgment of the truth and peace in your gates, and let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith Yahweh. And the word of Yahshua the host came unto me, saying, thus saith the Yahshua the host, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. So it says, love the truth and peace. Thus saith Yahshua the host, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Yahshua, or the Yahweh, and to seek the Yahshua the host, and I will go also. Okay, there's your Yahshua host, again, the two coming in there on verse 21, Zechariah 8. Let's read that verse 21 again. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Yahweh, and to seek the Yahshua host, and I will go also. So in that reading, it would show the Father and the Son are both there, but then if you use the upper and lower case referring to Yahshua totally, then you would read like this. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Yahshua, and to seek the Yahshua of the host. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Yahshua of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Yahshua. Thus saith the Yahshua of the host, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take a hold out of all languages of the nation, even shall take a hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Yahweh is with you. Let's now go to Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4. Here it says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Yahshua, now here it is right here, whom ye see shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Yahshua of the host. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purify the silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Yahshua an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Yahshua, as in the days of old and as in the former years. And I will come near to you the judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Yahshua of the host. For I am the Yahshua, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers you are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Yahshua of the host. But you said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed it. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith Yahshua the host, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast your fruit before the time of the field, saith Yahshua the host. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith Yahshua the host. Your words have been stout against me, saith Yahshua. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against thee? You have said it is vain to serve Yahweh, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance? and that we have walked mournfully before the Yahshua of hosts. And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt Yahweh are even delivered. Now here we have this word God, and the translators use that terminology for the Father. Now we understand that, but this Lord, L-O-R-D, upper and lower case, is used for the Son. But the translator meant to confuse the reader here in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Then they that feared the Yahshua spake often one to another, and the Yahshua hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Yahshua and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Yahshua of the host, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Yahweh and him that serveth him not. Malachi 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Yahshua of the host, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now I'm back to this here, being this Lord of hosts, being the Yahshua the Son. Now I know I did about an hour sermon on the Yahweh being the Lord of hosts, and I thought I had nailed it down before, but I didn't have sufficient evidence to really preach that sermon and to be completely 100% sure on it. But I am more concerned, more yet, about Yahshua being the author of both the Old and New Testament. So he's a written word, John 1:14, and it says that in Zechariah 4, it talks about the two olive trees representing the Old and New Testament. Revelation 11 talks about it being the two witnesses, that the dead bodies lie in the street for 3.5 years, and it talks about them being resurrected, the Old and the New Testament scriptures, and that judgment is given unto them, those two witnesses, and whatever they bind in heaven is bound on earth, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna have to do a lot more research and really get this nailed down. All right, let's go ahead. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of Saul. And you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Yahshua of the host. Remember ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Yahshua. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers unto the children, and the heart of the children unto their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Malachi 4. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahshua the host, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Yahshua of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Yahshua, and he shall turn the hearts of the fathers unto the children, and the hearts of the children of the fathers lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Matthew 3, let's continue on with the subject of righteousness by faith. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Yahweh, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sin. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root, unto the root, of the trees. It's not just tree, but unto the trees. Trees means leadership. Every tree which bringeth, not, in other words, every minister, tree minister, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So this is what's going to happen to all the Adventist ministers. If they don't bring forth true good fruit for the kingdom to be harvested in a purified fashion, then they're going to be taken out of the way. And what happens when you cut a tree down? That tree is dead. It's not like you go neuter it and abandon the tree and just leave it standing there. No. If the tree don't bring forth good fruit, you just go and hew it down. That's what's going to happen to these Adventist ministers. They're going to all be hewn down. The number one Adventist minister, the prophet, Brother Teddy Johnson, has already been hewn down. So that just goes without saying. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with the unquenchable fire. Then cometh Yahshua from Galilee unto Jordan and to John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou unto me? Yahshua answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Now there it is right there. There is a teamwork. For Yahshua answered John, said, Suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Now, who did John the Baptist represent in his day? Elijah. Okay, so now who is Elijah? He has his father's name, Eliyahu. That's Elijah transliterated from Eliyahu in the Hebrew, meaning Yahweh the Father. Then he suffered him, and Yahshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of Yahweh descending like a dove, and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Okay, that is very good. That's the end of Matthew chapter 3. Now we go on into chapter 5. It says, And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see the Yahweh. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of the Yahweh. Blessed are they which are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the only reason that I can think of for my persecution over the years is after I joined Gilead Center in 1970, I know there was a lot of persecution handed out there for the next 33 years. And the worst part of the persecution came in the 33rd year when we were cast out of the synagogue. Let's continue, Matthew 5:11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is sent forth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light and unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass one jot or one tittle, shall in no wise pass from the law, shall all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say unto his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave therefore thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled unto thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee unto the judge, and the judge deliver thee unto the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee that thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the utmost farthing. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. It hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. Again, ye have heard that it hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Yahweh thine oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Yahweh's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give unto him that asketh thee, and from him that with a bar of thee turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good unto them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That's the end of chapter 5. So we're going to go now into our next chapter, which would be chapter 10. Matthew 10, verse 1. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simeon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother. Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname is Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 sent, Yahshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who is in it, who in it is worthy. And there abide you till you go thence. And when you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come up on it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send ye forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another, for verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and a servant as his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. But I tell you in the darkness, that speak ye in the light, and what you hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall they be of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, the whole chapter. Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrite do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that time that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. As this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah. But if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? That no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if Yahweh so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, if we want all the things that he has for us, the blessings he has for us, then we have to seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. The only way you have righteousness is that you observe all the statutes and judgments as you commanded me, like in Nehemiah 15, where it says, O Judah, keep thy solemn feast, perform thy vows, so the wicked shall no longer pass through thee, he is utterly cut off. But by us performing our vows here at this kingdom, then we finally, it was too much for the wicked. Those that could not conform, and as we had our last one that we finally got rid of, was this brother that's been with us for 33 years. It's a sad situation. It's the most ostentatious thing I ever heard of. How anybody can know what truth is and be walking in the light and have part in it for 33 years, and then all of a sudden, it's not truth anymore. Let's go ahead. Matthew 6, last verse, 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Well, that's the end of chapter 6. Now we fast forward to chapter 21. It says, And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Yahshua two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass, tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Yahshua hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tear ye the daughter of Sion. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, a foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Yahshua commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set them thereon. And a great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and then followed cried, saying, Hosanna unto the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Yahweh. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Yahshua, the prophet of the Nazareth of Galilee. And the Yahshua went into the temple of Yahweh and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna unto the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Yahshua saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came unto it, and found nothing thereon but leaves on it, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee here henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Now that fig tree was a pretentious fig tree. It was growing along the highway. Right over the fence was a fig orchard. All the trees lined up in a row uniformly. But it wasn't time for fruit yet. And all the trees in the orchard didn't have any figs on it, because it wasn't time for it. because it wasn't leaved out like that one that was on the highway. And so inspiration goes on to show us in other places where that fig tree growing alongside the highway represented the Pharisee Jewish nation that rejected Joshua. They were pretentious. They had a lot of pretentious works. They did all kinds of stuff to get attention and to draw attention to themselves. But they had no fruit. And so by the cursing of that fig tree, Yahshua cursed the Jewish nation of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the publican. Okay, Matthew 21:21. Yahshua answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have the faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done unto the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Okay, what does the mountain represent? It represents the true house of Israel. But if it apostatizes, then you can bring a curse on it, and that mountain can be removed. And that's what happened at Gilead Center 2002. Gilead Mountain was removed because Yahweh gave me a message to pronounce war upon it for them rejecting the truth to move on, and so therefore with the rest is history. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Well, we just had an answer to prayer today. Our cat got down in the air conditioning vent underneath the house, and the vent gave away and came apart, and the cat ended up on the ground underneath the house. The house was thoroughly enclosed. There's no way the cat could get out. And so we thought she had gotten outside. We didn't know that she was in the house when she went down to that vent. We thought that she had gotten outside and some varmint had killed her. But we've been praying all day, if she's still alive, help us to find her. So Yahweh, if she's still alive, then we ask you to help us to find her. And sure enough, my wife heard her meowing underneath the house through the vent. And when I opened up the trap door outside, and the cat came out. But we've been praying 24 hours. Well, we've been praying since this morning. We got up this morning. Found that she was missing. Let's go ahead, Matthew 21:23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Yahshua answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I am likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, Why did ye not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all held John as a prophet. Okay, and they answered Yahshua and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think you? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the one and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterwards he repented and went. And he came to the second, and likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir. And went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, The first. Yahshua saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of Yahweh before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not, but the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. Here another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard, and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Yahshua therefore of the vineyard cometh,
when the
master therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and he will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. Yahshua saith unto them, did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Yahshua's doing, and Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, for the kingdom of the Yahweh shall be taken from you and given unto a nation. This is a righteous nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. What does it say in Proverbs? Righteousness exalteth a nation. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard this, his parable, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. This brings in us to this hour, contrast as it's the 11th hour calling. Number 11 took on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. When I come to the river at the end of day, when the last winds of sorrow have blown, there is somebody waiting to show me the way. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Just for God for my sins here at home. When the darkness I see, he'll be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary and sad, but it seems that my friends have all gone. There is one thought that cheers me and makes my heart glad. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Just for God for my sins here at home. In the darkness I see, he'd be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan alone. And the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep, just as the Savior will care for his own. At the end of the journey, my soul he will keep. I will have to cross Jordan alone. I will have to cross Jordan alone.
what died for my sins to atone. When the darkness I see, He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.